Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Bob Osborne, Associate Administrator for Information Management and Chief Information Officer at the National Nuclear Security Administration. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Barb Hudson. So, Bob, you mentioned in our previous segment that information is viewed as a strategic asset to your agency in allowing it to meet its mission. To that end, would you tell us a little bit more about the IT strategy you have? What are your overarching strategic goals?
Great question. We really look at information as a key element of success in the National Nuclear Security Administration. We have a particular challenge in front of us that other agencies don't necessarily face. Our information must remain secure throughout time. Some technologies can guarantee security for a specific length of time, and then we realize most security capabilities has a shelf life and has to be replaced with new capabilities. Our nuclear weapons information has to remain secure throughout time. So that creates a particular set of challenges for us that we're looking at ways to address. So from a nature of including information technology in our strategy, Administrator D'Agostino and the Principal Deputy Neil Miller recognized early on that rather than just a wires and boxes CIO, they needed someone who would participate in a transformation of the NNSA from that guardian of the nuclear weapons stockpile into this nuclear security enterprise. That's what we're doing. The NNSA network vision is a direct supporting element of the one NNSA vision that Tom D'Agostino articulated last year. So as we move forward, our strategic goals are oriented toward, as I said in our first segment, really, how do we achieve an increased security posture, meet the needs of our user base in wanting to have increased mobility? How do we drive cost out of our IT spend? How do we take advantage of the great leadership that we saw from OMB in the 25-point plan and really take the NNSA into leading edge, which is where I think any organization that possesses three of the world's premier national laboratories should be in the IT space.
So how are you cultivating an enterprise approach to your IT infrastructure and breaking down unnecessary silos?
It's all about partnering. We really take advantage of some of the great personalities that we find in place across our enterprise today. Mike Lukaitis, the DOE CIO, and I have partnered on several initiatives. Each of the three pillars of our transformation that I mentioned before, I'm in partnership with Mike Lukaitis on. And in the case of JC3 and CSL, Bruce Held, the Director of Intelligence for the DOE, is also a partner in those efforts. I reach out to all eight of the management and operating CIOs at our sites to partner with them on their individual strategies at their sites becoming part of the larger NNSA enterprise strategy. We've only recently had an enterprise strategy for the NNSA, so there's a change management element to this that really requires a lot of teamwork, a lot of discussion, a lot of transparency from my office, and I think we've been fairly successful to date on that.
Are there other challenges besides the change management challenge associated with cultivating an enterprise approach?
Sure. NNSA, like DOE at large, has a government-owned contractor-operated relationship with our management and operating contractors. So we have a contractual barrier, if you will, to a true organizational collaboration, if you will. So there are certain things that we would like to do that we have to be more careful with than we would if we were one entity who was under the same governance structure. But I have to applaud each of the members, both at the laboratory and plant leadership level, as well as the CIO level out there, on their willingness to reach across the fence, if you will, with us and partner together on this. I think we talked a little bit about what makes or determines successful leadership in the first segment. And I think you see that as you look across NNSA, shining examples of how that can work to make a government agency as efficient as possible and very effective.
You had mentioned NNSA's inherent responsibility to be a good steward of public funds and invest in the budget wisely. Currently, the IT investments within NNSA are loosely controlled. I'd like to explore the IT capital investment process within your agency. So specifically, what have you done to strengthen NNSA's IT capital investment process? How do you ensure investment decisions are mission aligned? And how are the costs justified? And then finally, would you be able to give us kind of an overview of how that operation actually works?
So any investment that we make today, whether it be IT or in a weapons program or a non-proliferation program, is under great scrutiny because of the budget pressures that we're feeling. When I came to the NNSA, we had a very well-defined cybersecurity program. But as I said, we had a separation between IT investments and cyber investments, which was unnatural to me. So when we combine those two capabilities, we are yet working through how you combine those budgets because there are, you know, regulatory requirements on the appropriation of different colors of money that we have to deal with. But it was incumbent upon my office to make sure that we understood where our investment dollars were going, even through the MNOs and their investments at the individual sites, as well as the federal side. So an extensive portfolio management process that put the whole investment capability under a governance structure was a key to part of the transformation success of the NNSA network vision. So we established a process. It's the Enterprise Governance Management for Technology framework. It's in the process of being vetted now and becoming the policy of the NNSA on how we're going to manage all of our IT investments. That, once again, called for a lot of transparency between the MNO CIO community and myself. A lot of, you know, give and take, because there's a feeling that whenever you start to talk about money, it becomes personal. You know, that is Bob at NNSA trying to take the money from, you know, we're not interested in that. We're interested, as you said, Barbara, in being good stewards of the money that we've been given to carry out this very crucial mission. So I'm confident that the process that we're putting in place right now is going to be fully encompassing of all of the investments that we're making, both on the government side as well as the MNO side, that'll help us create the most effective and efficient investment portfolio that we can have.
So to that end, with the transparency and the change management that you're going through for One NNSA, can you elaborate on your efforts to enhance the IT governance within NNSA?
Sure. I actually made Mr. Goodman Bellamy in charge of what we're doing with our portfolio management process so that he can manage that for me. We have weekly meetings at the sub-portfolio level that bubble up investments and reviews against our architecture, which is a key element of any investment portfolio strategy. This time last year, NNSA did not have an enterprise architecture. Each of the sites did their own architectures. As I said, a lot of the enterprise perspective that we have today, we only recently developed. We do now have an enterprise architecture, and it's a pretty cool one. And it is the basis from which we're making our investment decisions, which was always the intent of enterprise architecture. But in many instances, you'll find that architectures are developed for architects rather than for the business folks or the financial resource managers or for governance. And one of our objectives in developing ours was that it would be reflective and utilized by the business community and in understanding the lines of business and the processes associated with that, so that our IT investments could be aligned properly in supporting those. You know, we all learn that is the right way to do it, right? But actually putting that into place was more difficult than it sounds. But we're there, and I'm really excited about that. So that's kind of how we're doing it now. The sub-portfolios bubble up the investments into the main Egmont format, and then we look at those investments against the architecture, and then we make informed decisions going forward to make sure that we're moving toward the NNSA network vision goal.
Well, Bob, a lot of federal agencies are looking to modernize their IT infrastructure, and one of the ways they're doing that is through a data center consolidation. I was wondering, given all the things that are happening at your agency, are you pursuing this approach, and what are some of the specific challenges and maybe benefits of going in this direction?
So we definitely are embarking upon data center consolidation, but not in the traditional sense. When I first came to NNSA, we had one of our goals was to reduce the number of data centers. We have many of them. Each site has many of them. They're very costly. Many of them are antiquated and haven't been maintained. But rather than just consolidate data center, we wanted to make sure that we were understanding what the environment was and how we were going to support the computing needs of the entire enterprise, and then design our data center around the support of those needs. And what you discover is, in a diverse population like we have in NNSA, where we have some of the world's foremost research physicists doing collaboration work around the globe with other scientists, down to highly secure manufacturing support operations in our plants, there are some activities that are readily virtualized and centralized and make themselves prime candidates to be co-located in a centralized data center, and then there are other capabilities and requirements for computing support that require localized data. So we acknowledge that every site will still require a data center capability, but at a much reduced requirement than they have today. And the majority of our data requirements, our data support needs, can be centralized. So we've approached, as part of our conceptual architecture for the NNSA network vision, is a data east, data west strategy. So our main data centers are going to be virtualized hybrid clouds in a data center on the East Coast and a data center on the West Coast to support our labs and plants, while each of our sites will have local data centers to support their individual needs, such as supercomputing, specific modeling and simulation, computer-controlled design and manufacturing processes, things of that nature.
So you mentioned pursuing the virtualization and the cloud computing. How are you going to use those more efficiently for provisioning, scaling, and the management IT resources themselves?
Great question. We are in the process of designing a infrastructure on demand model that will allow us to take advantage of the elasticity of the cloud that is really the full promise of the cloud within a more secure architecture. So while we're not taking a full leap into the public cloud architecture because we have to ensure that we understand where our data is and how it's acting, we definitely want to take advantage of all of the architectural advantages of a cloud infrastructure. We're borrowing from our own laboratories, technologies that they've developed, infrastructure on demand, for example, as part of what we've coined as Your Cloud, part of our NNSA network vision delivery. Your Cloud is a infrastructure on demand model where we'll be able to host applications across the enterprise within a centrally certified and accredited environment that security is inherited to those applications that are hosted there. These virtual servers can be stood up within 30 minutes through a few clicks on our website versus 3 to 6 months that it takes to acquire a set of servers for a researcher, for example. So we're pretty excited about that. That, in addition to our One Voice offering, which is going to be the first killer app in our Your Cloud offering, integrated rich communication stack that'll transcend our traditional email communication in the NNSA into a social fabric rather than just a social network that will connect researcher to researcher, government to government, and MNO to government within a controlled environment that we all understand can utilize.
Well, Bob, sustainability and operations has been a key focus of the current administration. To that end, would you elaborate on your efforts to be good environmental stewards and pursue green computing?
Absolutely. Clearly, as one of the main programs within the Department of Energy, one would expect us to always have energy conservation at the forefront of our planning, and we do. Part of our design criteria for our server consolidation and virtualization effort is to go with providers who have the highest proven green stamp, if you will, as well as our new design for future data centers at each of our sites are taking advantage of actually technologies that one of our DOE renewable energy labs out in Denver has pioneered. So at each part of our design in our architecture, how can we reduce energy consumption? How can we reduce space? How can we reduce the number of redundant capabilities are always part of our calculus. Just by reducing the number of physical servers, we're reducing power significantly. As we continue to develop and refine what that design looks like, I'll actually have those numbers very soon. But we're also moving away from desktop computers to thin or zero client computers, much more energy efficient. Only use a fraction of the power of a desktop computer. We're going to a bring-your-own-device, reducing the number of actual devices that we have to maintain and dispose of. There are a multitude of things with second- and third-order effects that affect sustainability issues that are measurable, and that's absolutely part of our calculus.
Well, you mentioned earlier the idea of going through a transformation, and the IT mission support at the agency is definitely doing that. With all of the things that you've talked about with us, how are you enhancing satisfaction among end users, both internal and external to your agency?
Yeah, that's a great question, and often the only one that really matters to the user, right? So part of the NNSA network vision, there are three outcomes, main outcomes, many sub-outcomes, but three main outcomes. And usually when you embark upon a transformation like this, one of the main drivers is cost. Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't our main driver. Well, then you say, well, perhaps the main driver is user satisfaction or the ability to upgrade your technology. Well, that is one, but not the main one. Our main outcome of our transformation is increasing our cybersecurity posture. However, this is a real sweet spot in technology right now at this point in time where we can actually achieve all three of those. So by going to a device-agnostic virtual desktop infrastructure with a bring-your-own-device policy in a virtualized cloud, we really hit all the sweet spots that allow us to reduce the cost, increase our user satisfaction and effectiveness by basically allowing people to connect to their information from wherever they are on whatever device they're most comfortable using, while we also increase our cybersecurity posture by removing that risk from the endpoint device into the server environment where we're more comfortable with where that risk resides.
How is the U.S. National Nuclear Security Administration managing its information technology resources? We will ask Bob Osborne, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. National Nuclear Security Administration, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.